purchase so they could work out into the fields. But the big difference here is this is a job interview. These are 22-year-old men that are looking to make millions of dollars. And you know, Kevin, it takes the average person probably 40 years to make $1 million, or 30 for some people, or maybe 20 for some. But these people, they make millions of dollars right out of the gate. So to compare this, the combine, to the slave auctions of the 1800s, it's brain dead, I think, at best. But
and then, by the way, a very high-priced plantation.
I would say so. But it starts out with a clip that represents Kaepernick, and they've got the, on one side they have the combine, and on another side they have the 1800s. They're depicting the slave owners. It's just, it's beneath anybody who would ever watch that on Netflix.
I tell you what, I've got Netflix, and I'm not gonna set foot anywhere near that biopic. That's just, oh,
it's nasty.
Yeah, and you know what? I hope that at some point, I think we're almost beyond the point of saying, is Colin Kaepernick going to get signed by any NFL team? I think he's just about past his prime, well past his prime.
Yeah, he's got to be. I think he came out. Yeah, he did. He came out in the 2011 draft. So, I mean, physically, he's probably, he's 32 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in better shape than maybe some others at age 32. But he's competing with 22-year-olds who have been in competition for the past 12, 14 years of their life.
Wow. It's a Netflix thing. It's one of the Netflix things that I will avoid like the plague. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Gentleman Jim Dallas, Hall of Fame class of 2011.
Yes.
The NBA, the Nevada Broadcasters Association. I was lucky enough. I was honored to be a part of the class of 21. So we are 10 years removed, but really a wonderful honor, and we had that happen on Saturday. I was inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and it was so cool. It was really a neat event. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, weighs in on the firing of Jesus Jara. He's fired, but he's not really fired. He's going to serve another 30 days as a caretaker, and then he will take his $300,000 a year check, and he'll go away. Anyway, stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 2:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, it's a bottleneck at the Spaghetti Bowl right now. Bumper-to-bumper flows there. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Only a couple of lanes available through there. 515 westbound at Eastern. Same thing there. Do expect some congestion on that transition ramp, too. Those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to 515 eastbound, you're getting caught up in those lane restrictions and that bridge reconstruction, and it's going to be there until 2022. Otherwise, actually, not all that bad on area freeways. Moderate flows on the 215, no restrictions. Also, freeway speeds on US 95 in both directions, and Interstate 15.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights making an addition over the weekend, claiming center Michael Amadio off of waivers from the Maple Leafs. They place center Nolan Patrick on injured reserve in a corresponding move. Patrick has missed the past four games with an upper body injury. For Amadio, he has played three games for Toronto this season, does not have a point. Interestingly enough, the Golden Knights, they match up against Toronto coming up tomorrow. They last played on Friday when they won against Anaheim. They're on a three-game winning streak. Raiders coming off a bye week back at the Sunday when they match up against the New York Giants. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
It's Macy's Friends and Family with our biggest savings on everything you need to get ready for the holidays, like an extra 30% off brands that rarely go on sale with your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more great beauty gift ideas going on now at Macy's. Plus, get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on 1 second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Six hours back to back. I can't believe it. Wayne Allyn Root coming up top of the hour about 25 minutes from now. It's going to be so much fun. I'm on noon till 3. Wayne is 3 to 6. And, of course, you got the club in the morning followed by Clay and Buck. And it's gonna be fun. This is going to be a great ride. And I'm so excited we were able to get this thing done. And tip of the cap to Marty Bash and Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas and everybody helping us out here and making this thing possible. This is going to be a cool deal. We're going to have an entire day of conservative talk radio, and it's going to be magnificent. I had a chance, for instance, to visit earlier with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and we were talking about, early on the show, we were talking about Jesus Jara, who back in May got an 18-month contract extension, and now he's out of a job. And I asked him, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I think exactly what you said. They gave him an 18-month contract extension a few months ago, and all of a sudden he's gone, or he's about to be gone. And really, this is what happens when you have a closely divided board. There are seven people on the board, and there were really kind of three pro-Jara people and three anti-Jara people and one swing vote. And she swung from contract extension to kicking him out the door.
Who is it precisely that changed their mind in the span of just a matter of a few months?
Cepeda, Trustee Cepeda.
Okay.
Seems to be the swing vote. Obviously people have their reasons for doing things. Not necessarily a fan of a lot of the things that Superintendent Jara did, and I am kind of in the dark about what precisely it was. There was some rumblings about contract negotiation stuff that the lawyer who was working the contract negotiations didn't like, some kind of interference that Jara was apparently supposedly through the grapevine running. And maybe that was what tipped the scales. But when you've got a really closely divided board, this is the kind of stuff that can happen.
I want to ask you though. There was, open rancor at the meeting. We had Katie Williams on, on Friday, and she was saying she's going to work to defeat some of these members of the Board of Trustees, and she was kind of nasty about it, in a sense. I guess my question is, do we normally see this sort of open rancor among Board of Trustee members on this CCSD board?
I don't know if it's ever been quite this open. There's certainly been disagreement, shall we say, on the board in the past. I don't think that's anything new. The divisions are very deep, and obviously the board is really divided, and I don't think it's going to get better. I think what you saw, if you watched the meeting, if you had better things to do, I don't blame anyone for having better things to do than watching the meeting. But you saw basically people on every side of every issue, and you just can't get the parents of 300,000 students, and you can't make them happy. No one person can make them happy because they disagree about things from math to mandates to grading to teaching and just everything, and so it's basically an impossible district to run, even before you get to what's happening with the Board of Trustees.
So what happens next? What's the process? When do we get a new superintendent, and where will that superintendent come from, within or from without?
Well, that's up in the air. Presumably they're going to do a search. Probably hire someone to oversee the process, take a couple months to gather resumes, bring them before the board, and the board kind of votes in a top set, or maybe the consultant brings in a top set, and then the board, votes on who they're going to end up. So, if I just had to, randomly speculate based on no information, I would say that, I'm trying to get her name, the state superintendent, Joan Ebert, is probably the front runner, just because who knows who else is going to apply from around the country. But if you're the state superintendent and you can double your salary or so, you probably would feel like that's a pretty good promotion.
But will anybody, short of Superman or Superwoman, will anybody be able to function in that very dysfunctional thing known as the Clark County Board of Trustees?
I really don't think so. The trustees are problematic, obviously, because they're very closely divided. It's just the district isn't doing well. I mean, the achievement, as we talked about last week, is just a disaster. Students aren't learning. The one thing you would say is, well, they've got lots of free federal money for the time being, so they don't have the kind of the financial pinch that they once had, which is something and true, but it's just, it's not a good situation, and it's not going to be a good situation for the next person either.
So what has to happen for somebody to be able to flourish in that position? I mean, is it a matter of the board's got to get the hell out of the way? Is it a matter we need a new board of trustees? I mean, what is it that we need that will allow our 300,000 plus kids to flourish and not be down at the bottom of the barrel, 47th, 48th, 49th, 50th, in so many different categories?
Well, really, it's the freedom to leave. mean, what happens is you've got a kind of a classic monopoly situation where no matter how incompetent the district is, no matter how much internal strife there is, they know that there's going to be hundreds of thousands of kids going through their doors, and they're going to be in control of billions of dollars. And until you give students the ability to leave en masse, and, you know, with charter schools, we've actually had tens of thousands of students leave. The district is down about 20,000 students from its peak. They're actually under 300,000 students for this first quarter. So people are leaving, but it's not enough to make the district kind of feel the pinch and say, oh boy, we better, put all this adult drama behind us and figure out how to shape up. So that's the first thing. I mean, the other thing you could do is really rewrite the collective bargaining laws. And, because what happens is you've got these entrenched interests, whether it's the trustees or the union leaders, and they just kind of wait it out, right? I mean, Jara comes in, he says, well, I'm going to make nice with the teachers' unions, I'm going to give them a bunch of money. The union threatens to strike, so Jara just capitulates to him, and lo and behold, everyone looks at Jara and says, it's your fault, you better leave, and guess what? the teachers' union's still here. So until you kind of change that dynamic, I don't expect much.
I want to give you maybe a little fodder for a future column. There are multiple proposed initiatives in the People's Republic of California that could be on the ballot as early as 2022, including one involving a former Trump cabinet member who's calling for California to give about $14,000 a year to parents sending their kids to private schools. Is it possible we could end up doing something like that here and totally avoid the teachers' union?
Well, it's possible. I mean, in 2015, Republicans passed something very similar. I mean, it wasn't for that amount. It was $5,100, $5,700, depending on the student. But that's exactly what it would have done. It said if you would want, if you want to get your kid out of the public school, here's a portion of what we're spending, and have at it. And that's the kind of thing you need. I mean, that's the kind of real systematic change that we need. And if folks have followed along on this issue, they'll notice that every year, every 2 years, we need more money, and then we give them more money, and then it's still we need more money. And so we need that kind of alternative to give parents a chance to say, look, if I like my school, I'm going to stay, and if I don't, I'm going to find something better. And that's what's going to really make the adults in the system focus around student achievement. Instead of all this other stuff.
That's Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We visit with him every Monday, and beginning today at 12:05. Yeah, he is right out of the gate at 12:05, and that's when we begin. Noon till 3 is what we do now with live and local. Stick around. Coming up, Monday Night Football. No, it's not the Raiders, but it's my Chiefs. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. I'm the most fiery, colorful, opinionated, controversial loudmouth in Vegas history. Tune in Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m., right here on AM 670. It all starts Monday with my first guest, President Donald J. Trump.
Good news. It's insurance season. Open enrollment is here. Bad news. COVID is expected to push your rates higher. Pro Insurance has your solution to save your family thousands of dollars annually on your health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services. Small business owners, call Pro Insurance now. With COVID rules taking effect, you need to help your employees and your family save thousands. Call 702-280-6240. That's 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance. That's P-R-O-W-E insurance.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no other fees at all, and we do not compound our interest like some of the other online lending scammers.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day, and if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
So a $100 loan for the same 10-day time frame would only cost $5.50 in interest?
Yes, sir, with no other fees at all, just interest for how long you keep the loan out. It's way cheaper than a bounce check, huh?
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, our contracts are crystal clear, and you always know exactly what you're getting into.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time, when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this first day in our new time slot, noon till 3. Don't forget Wayne Allyn Root coming up top of the hour with the former president, Donald J. Trump. Let's go to your phone calls. Go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ, live and local. What's up, man?
Yeah, thank you, Kevin, for taking my call, and congratulations on your new time slot. Way better slot for you. Love it. Hey, tonight at 5:30 on St. Rose and Eastern Avenue here in Las Vegas, in Henderson, at the Dominion Hospital again, the hospital employees, the nurses, and some of the doctors are going to be walking out. They're going to be leaving their shoes and a note to the higher-ups in the hospital how many years of service, because they're leaving because of the mask mandate and the death jab mandate that's imposed today. They're probably going to lose 30 to 35% of their force today. So anybody
wow.
who will, please show up and show your support at 5:30 in front of the Dominion Hospital. It's the Siena one right on the corner of St. Rose and Eastern.
I know it well. I know it well. Brady, thanks, man, for the update. Appreciate it. Guess what? In just a couple minutes, we'll preview Monday Night Football, because it's my Chiefs and the New York Giants. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allyn Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Our kids have been through a lot.
and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents. Conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
The Nevada Resilience Project reminds you that hope is on the horizon. We know it's been a difficult year for everyone, and the world may still feel unstable at times. It's okay, because you are not alone. If you or someone you know is struggling, our Resilience Ambassadors are available and can help you find stability. Visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to connect with one of our Resilience Ambassadors.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are just 10 minutes away from Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, the debut here on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm so excited because his first guest will be Donald J. Trump, the former president of the United States. And it'll be fascinating to be able to hear from the former president. Will he run again? Hopefully we'll find out. First, though, Monday Night Football, I have a vested interest because my Kansas City Chiefs, again, I grew up in Kansas City. I covered the Chiefs when I was doing sports. I went to training camp with them in River Falls, Wisconsin, and I have a personal affinity to the Kansas City Chiefs. And Mahomes as a quarterback is just he's just amazing. Joining us, gentleman Jim Dallas. He's made the move to noon to three as well, and I'm so excited that he has. This is a big one. Chiefs need some momentum, Big Mo, and it looks like they may get it against the Giants.
This is the kind of game, Kevin, that people are going to use as a gauge moving forward if the Chiefs are back or not. We know that they've been one of the better teams over the past 4 or 5 years or so in the National Football League. They have a Super Bowl trophy to prove that. But it's interesting because their last outing, they didn't look all that great because they lost to Tennessee 27-3. And their opponent tonight, the New York Giants, they beat the Carolina Panthers 25-3. Which, by the way, that 25-3 score, that is the first time ever in the history of the National Football League that that score has ever happened. If you can imagine that, 25-3, not a very common football score. But the look-ahead line before those two games, the last time these teams played, it was 13.5. The Chiefs were 13.5-point favorites. But after the Chiefs lost to Tennessee, that dropped all the way down to 9.5, a 4-point.